good. Hallelujah. I was thinking about this. You know that there are some people who will do so much for honor. And when I mean that, they're honoring themselves, they're honoring others, or they're honoring their country. And the picture I get of that in the cemetery in Arlington, have you ever seen pictures of that? They've got this one beautiful monument, and it's the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And there's guards that guard that 24/7, 365. And I remember one story. I mean, it was a blizzard. It was horrific conditions. And the soldier was out there and going back and forth and back and forth. And I think it was one of his commanders or somebody up, you know, came. Because, I mean, it was really cold and really awful. And they came up to him and they said, you know, you can come on in. You don't have to do that now. I will not leave my post. These folks need to be honored. I'm going to guard what's valuable and what needs to be honored. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that'll be relevant in just a minute. But I want to talk to you tonight. And what I want to tell you tonight, out of really love, a lot of love, and a lot of compassion, I want you to just admonish you to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You've probably heard me speak on this before, but I don't think we speak on it enough. Watch your mouth. Turn with me to Psalm 141. Psalm 141. Glory to God. I mean, you've heard all kinds of different things about the mouth and how that describes some people, right? Some people, it's like, man, she's got a mouth on her, right? I mean, have you ever heard that? Or man, he cusses like a sailor or whatever, you know, that type of thing. And really, the mouth indicates where you are. There are some people, watch this, there are some people that don't value themselves at all, so they never say anything. That's the other side of the spectrum. And those folks need to come to a place where they understand their value in Jesus. I'm going to start in the first verse, but you'll know where I'm going quickly. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Now look at the next part of this prayer. He said, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And this word guard is like a sentry, like that soldier that goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's like, Lord, put a watch over my mouth. Watch what's coming out of my mouth. It's so important to get that into your heart and to know that your words, the Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So there's two sides to that. There's either death or there's life. And what the psalmist is saying here, God, I want to have a relationship with you, but I've got to really watch what's coming out of my mouth. And it goes back to the root of it, really is, what are you allowing yourself to think about? Because the process goes, you think, and the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, or she, right? So are they. And the reality is we're supposed to guard our hearts, too. In other words, we're supposed to put sentries up where our hearts are concerned and not just let anything fly into our head. And then even though the thought comes into our head, we're supposed to put a guard up to not let come out of our mouth the things that we're thinking. Now, I know people on both sides, right? Some people that anything they're thinking, they're going to say. They get in a lot of trouble, right? And the other side of that is there's some people who don't say anything. So you never really know where they're at. But when I say put a guard over my mouth, I'm not just talking about negative things. I'm talking about God put a guard over my mouth about what I'm saying. Because did you know that you are a child of the Most High God? You know that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. When you start talking about yourself in a negative fashion and telling everybody in all the world about your problems and what you can't do, you need to guard your mouth, because out of it, out of your heart, flow the issues of life. In other words, all the life is coming from death and life. Or in the power of the tongue. So I need to guard my mouth. I need to guard what I'm saying. I need to be purposeful with what I'm allowing to come out of my mouth. Right? So when I say, watch your mouth. And some of us have to tell our flesh, shut your mouth. That sounds a little rude, doesn't it? But no, shut your mouth. You say a lot ruder things than that, so don't look at me so holy. Right? Shut your mouth. And it's really sad when somebody else has to tell us that. Right? It's much better if we say that to ourselves. And again, are we saying something toward edifying somebody? Right? And look at edification doesn't mean I'm just going to say sweet things to somebody. Sometimes edification says, you know, I really love you and I got to tell you this, right? But I need to guard that before it comes out of my mouth. I need to look at my own motives and say, why am I saying this? Glory to God. I can't turn that way. Watch. It's so important. What are we saying? Just examine your day to day. What did you say? What did you say to the people that you love? What did you say to yourself? What did you say? And did you repeat something that somebody else is saying? Oh, the climate that we're in. You know, look on Facebook, look at this, look at that. And everybody's repeating what somebody else said, and they're building a whole thing, a nasty atmosphere in their own heart that's full of fear, that's full of doubt, that's full of hate, that's full of... It's because they're not guarding their mouths from what they're saying. When a thought comes in, it's not lodged in, but when you say it out of your mouth, it's established. What do you want to establish? So as the psalmist said, I say, guard your mouth. Watch your mouth. Put a garrison. Well, what is it that you put to guard it? What is it that, who is keeping sentry at the post of your... It should be the Word of God. I'm saying what the Word says. I'm only saying what the Word says. I refuse to go outside of what the Word says. Glory to God. We'll get into that a little bit more in just a minute. Go to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13. Glory to God. I believe that we can come to the place where we can change our lives by watching what we say. I think this is so critical that it determines our road. Proverbs 13:3, it says, he who guards his mouth preserves his life. But he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Have you ever been with somebody and you're thinking, keep your mouth shut. Don't say that here. Don't say that now. I know what you're thinking. Don't say it. Right? And how many have been in the situations where you go, I know I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. And so, he who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens it wide can have destruction. And look at this, how we talk about one another. How we talk about ourselves, how we talk about God, how we talk about the world, how we talk about everything sets us up to reap something. Right? So when I'm up here and I say, God is good all the time, I'm saying something with my mouth that's establishing my heart that keeps me away from thinking that God has something to do with the tragedy that wasn't His doing. Right? So we take the Word of God and we start to speak the Word of God. And I think if we're really smart, we will put that guard on our mouth and we'll think before we speak. And, you know, oftentimes it's better than for you to say something to take a walk, right? Take a walk, talk to God and say, okay. Many of us have said, man, I wish I wouldn't have said that. And then we've watched the absolute chaos that comes because we said it. Have you ever noticed this? You can't get words back. Right? You can't get them back. Once they're out there, they're there. But come on, there are so many times like you've said something to somebody that you really love and care about, and you've destroyed them with your words, and you can apologize and you can make that up and all of that, but it's still hanging over them. Right? How are we talking about people? How are we talking about others? You know, the things that God hates, part of it is gossip, right? Part of it is tale-bearing. Part of it, it's like, what is that? That's speaking evil over somebody else. And how much do we do that? And why do we do that? We do that because we haven't put a guard over our mouth. And I think tonight God is saying, look, watch what you're saying. Watch what you're saying. Do you know you can encourage yourself when you're saying the right things, when you're guarding your heart by putting into your mouth the very words that God has said, then you can produce something in your life that's not there right now. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I believe God's got good things for us going forward. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's overwhelming. But watch this. I think that God has something good for us going forward. But if you, that's much better. But if you listen even to Christian radio, Christian TV, whatever, it's how bad things are. This one didn't get in, that one didn't get in, so everything, you know, oh boy, persecution has come. So what? God is with me. God is for me. God is not going to leave me. And if it's necessary, He'll bring ravens to feed me. Right? He'll put words in my mouth. And if we really believe what the Bible says, then this world is not our home. And why are we trying to hang on to the things that are just designated for here anyway? Right? But think about your mouth and how you're speaking over people that you love, and especially little ones. All of us in here, part of our hearts are defined by what adults said to us as kids. Right? This is a silly story, but I went to a parochial school, so I had a nun once tell me that I was wearing a blue jacket, and they said, boy, that blue jacket goes really good with your red hair. And that's not a negative thing, right? But you know what? I really appreciated this teacher. When she said that, my favorite color became blue. Right? And so that's a positive thing, but how many negative things have been said? Right? How many negative things have been said that have put something in our hearts that are keeping us from the potential that God has for us? You know what your normal is supposed to be? How many want a new norm? It's supposed to be love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's your norm. Love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. All the circumstances around you don't dictate your norm. What dictates your norm is what thoughts you're allowing to come in and not guarding and then letting it come out of your mouth. Do you know that you undo a lot of your prayers, your faith prayers? Oh, God, I'm just believing this. Brother, sister, pray with me. Let's pray in agreement for this situation. You know, you might need money to pay a bill, and you say, God, you said you'd supply all of our needs, and we got the scriptures out, and we're quoting them, and we're just getting after them. And you say, okay, we're in agreement. And then I meet you 3 days later. How's it going? Well, I haven't paid that bill yet. I mean, I'm just really worried about that bill. What? Didn't we agree in prayer? You just nullified our agreement. I'm not being legalistic. What I'm being is for myself, it's like I've got to watch the words that come out of my mouth. And not just some of the words, all of the words. What am I speaking about myself? What am I speaking about others? What am I speaking about situations? I've got to get back to the place where I need to hear God's voice. This is the number one place to hear His voice, by the way. I need to hear God's voice, and that's what I need to have coming out of my mouth. Whether it's quoting the verses or at least having the words washed through the verses. Come on. How many have been just, well, you know, this is what my body's telling me. This is what my age is. This is what this is. This is what these restrictions are. So I'll just get by the best I can. Right? And so you go, when I was young once, and man, I could do a lot of things when I was young. But now that I've gotten older, I just can't do as much. And what you've done is you've just cut off God's ability working in you. Because He said, and Paul the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In other words, I'm saying if God puts something inside of me to do, I can do it. My age is not a determining factor. What others say is not a determining factor. But I can stop it by letting the wrong words come out of my mouth. We've got to put a guard on our mouth. Come on, how many have been angry and said things you shouldn't have said? Right? Everybody, right? Put a guard on that. That's not a small thing. I said, that's not a small thing. You know, we're using language or innuendos or something that's not godly. It's not a small thing. Why? Because you're establishing some things in your life. I declare to myself that I'm a child of God, that the holiness of God resides on the inside of me. I declare that I'm after His will in everything that I do. I declare that I will accomplish everything that God has for me while I'm sitting on this earth. I declare that I have peace and I have joy and I have power in the Holy Ghost. I'm not helpless. I'm not hopeless. I'm not. Why? Because God's Word has told me these things, and I've got to have that in my mouth and coming out of my mouth because it establishes it on the earth. You remember back in Genesis, it's really interesting. The Bible said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So you know before He said, let there be light, He thought, you know, some light would be good. Right? But then He said, let there be light, and then light was established. Now watch this. I need peace. Let there be peace, and peace will be established. I refuse fear, right? I refuse, and it's the words of my mouth that are dictating the atmosphere that I'm living in. Come on, I'm not unsympathetic to people's plight and people's situations, but the reality is we have to get like Paul, who said, man, I've learned in whatever state I'm in, therein to be content. We think, well, that's a nice little platitude, but Paul, when he said that, he just rehearsed that he'd been whipped, he'd been beaten, he'd been stoned to death. Drug out, whipped, all of those things. He said, whatever state I've had a lot. He said, I've abounded and I've been abased. I've had nothing. But I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content. Why aren't we saying that? Instead of, I'm really going through it. You don't know what I've been through. And then you post something on Facebook and you do this and you do that. And what that does is it just reinforces it in your heart. And you're creating an atmosphere that dictates that that's who you are and that's what you deserve and that's what you always get because you haven't guarded your mouth in what you're allowing to come out. And it's time for us to say something different, say what God has said. You know what God said about you? That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God valued you so much that He sent His Son. So who are you to say, I'm not as good as? Who said that about you, that you're still living under the shadow of that? You've got to begin to say something different. Even, watch this, even if you don't believe it. Guard your heart against what others are saying or what is deeply rooted in your heart by saying something that God says about you. How do I guard my heart? I put the Word of God in my heart and I get it coming out of my mouth. God, this is what the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. You know, that'll take a lot of your worry and frustration out the door. It doesn't mean that there aren't circumstances out there that warrant attention, but what you're saying is, it doesn't matter what's out here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He shall lead me beside green, still waters. Come on, pastures of green. He'll put a banqueting table up in front. I need to begin to say that when I'm feeling differently. See, what we do is we say what we feel, and what we feel is a direct relation to what we think. And if you change what you're thinking, your feeling will change. I can prove that to you really easily. I don't know if I should tell you this story or not. If my father passed away and we're out at the lake, we're sitting on the deck, and we're telling story, and everybody's sad because Dad passed away and all of that. But then I started telling funny stories, and you could see my mom. It was really interesting because my mom was, Bruce, don't say. But she was crying because she was laughing so hard at what I was doing, right? So even though there was a sad situation, because I allowed words to come out that brought joy, it distinguished, that doesn't mean we didn't grieve, but the reality is we need to be saying something different oftentimes than what we're feeling. Because the reality is not based on our feelings, it's based on what He said. There's I don't want to be legalistic about this, and I don't want to come across like you shouldn't ever say this. But if you're born again, you're married to somebody born again, or somebody that you know dies and they're born again, and you say, "Well, I lost old Harold." You didn't lose anybody. He's not in your past. He's in your future. Right? Your short time that you were with old Harold was only this long compared to eternity that you're going to be with him. Right? Come on. We got to grieve. There is grief. But we don't grieve as those who have no hope. Start talking about your hope and your grief will be lessened. Well, you just never know the triggers. See, when the triggers come, That's where you need the guard to come out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need the guard to say, no. You're not going there. I'm watching my mouth because my mouth said that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So all of those who've gone on before me are just a cloud of witnesses up there. Come on. And I get it. I really get it. But let's go on. Go to James chapter 1. Hallelujah. It's so important that we watch our mouths and what's coming out of our mouths. How many want all that God has for you? You want God's best. Well, look at, if Jesus said, He who the Son has set free is free indeed, then why are you talking about being in bondage? You need to be talking about the freedom that Jesus purchased for you. Yeah, but you don't understand my circumstances. No, you don't understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Well, when we begin to understand that we live our lives through Him, it changes everything. Paul said it this way, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. In other words, he was establishing something that was a higher reality than even what he had here on earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at this, verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Wow. And it's religious means somebody who lives religiously, you know. And is it wrong to live religiously? No. No, we ought to be living right. Hello? But you can say all you want, I'm living right, but I'm letting my tongue say whatever I want. Now watch this, and I won't go far down this road because I don't want my toes to be stepped on either. But okay, you're at the prayer meeting. You got the whole prayer meeting. I want to request prayer for Brother Henry. You know what Henry did. And I'm going to tell you just what a rascal Henry is. And did you hear what Henry did? And you begin to do this trail that goes down into gossip rather than prayer. You haven't guarded your heart because love would lift Henry up. Love would pray for and believe the best for Henry, even though what he did might have been a scoundrel. See, we've got to begin to let come out of our mouth what God is establishing in our heart. And what he's establishing in our heart is what we're agreeing to as far as his word is concerned. We'll talk about thoughts later, but it's so important. Now, let me just tell you the story. There was a guy, this was years ago, is in Texas somewhere. And this guy was just liquid love. I mean, he loved everybody, right? He was just, everybody knew it. I forget his name. I'd call him George. George loved everybody. George was just, you know. So what happened was, is there was somebody in the neighboring town, but it was towns were really close together, so they were all kind of community. And there was this rascal who was just, you know, just terrible. He did some terrible crimes. And he was killed by the police. And so some people thought, you know what? We're going to get him. And this is how we're going to get him. We're going to go up and talk to old George about this rascal. And so they, Did you hear about Steve? Did you hear about Steve? I don't know where I'm coming up with these names. But did you hear about Steve? You know, he did this, he did this, he did this, and he was shot and killed by the police. And they were expecting George to kind of clamor in with how bad Steve was. And George turned to me, you know, Steve had the most beautiful eyes. He was guarding his heart with the words that he said out of his mouth. Are you getting it? Come on. And what have we done to guard our hearts? Or have we just allowed things to come out of our mouth that maybe have even established where we are right now? Right? Come on. So good. And so my religious piety doesn't mean anything if my tongue isn't in line with what God's trying to put in my heart. But here's the good news. You can change what's in your heart by changing what you're thinking. And then putting a guard on your mouth so you're not allowing anything else to come out. Are you with me? How many have thoughts that are contrary to God's ways? Right? I mean, all the time. All the time. But what do you do with that? Well, you know. I like what Dad Hagen said. He said, you know, just because a bird flies over your head, you don't have to let it build a nest in your hair. It's kind of like, I need to take a look at that. And then if the thought hits you on a deep emotional level, whatever that is, you need to talk to the thought. That makes me so mad. Talk to that. Don't let that boil. Don't let that get over. You know, whatever area it is, that makes me so sad. I get so depressed. Stop, talk, put a guard on your mouth. Don't let that come out of your mouth. Find something in the Word of God that you can establish to countermand what the enemy is trying to bring against you. Turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Does anybody have work to do in this area? Yeah, exactly. Not me. I'm not saying it now. Boy, I'm not going to establish that now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. His thoughts. When you get unrighteous thoughts, get away from them. Stop them. Don't meditate on them. Don't let it build up in you. Somebody said that the best way to get peace in a pandemic is to turn off your electronics. right, and get on your face before God and just now watch this. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Aren't you glad? Now listen to what he says. My thoughts, verse 8, are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. My thoughts are not your thoughts, but they can be. Somebody said, well, nobody knows what the mind of God is. I do. What do you mean you do? Are you putting your... No, I've read the Bible. Now, I might not know everything of what he's thinking, but I know what he said. And what he said is his thoughts. And so my thoughts... are in the Word, his thoughts are in the Word of God. And so what I need to do is get my mind and my mouth declaring what he thinks. Come on. He's good. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And we've got to start putting that in our minds and not letting anything but it come out of our mouths. Verse 9 says, first, the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. How many want his thoughts? Right? Well, you can't have his thoughts if you're constantly drugged down by your thoughts. And well, you never know what a man's thinking. You never know what's in a man's heart. Yes, you do. All you got to do is be around them enough, and their words will betray them. Because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Right? And so we have to come to the place where we're watching what's coming out of our mouth and letting that be a indicator of where our hearts are. And when our hearts aren't in line with what God has said, we need to take his thoughts in and say, I'm changing what I'm thinking so that my mouth doesn't establish my thoughts, but establish his thoughts. Are you with me? Come on. Come on. For rain comes down and snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. This is so good. This is so good. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing which I sent it. So how are you doing with that? Are you establishing yourself on God's word? Are you putting that forth rather than what you're feeling or what's going on, or heaven forbid, what somebody else has said about you? Right? Marty, I love you. I don't care what others said about me. Really, but we're not all like Marty. Some of us are very concerned about how others feel about us, how what other people think about us, and it's time for us to get out of that and only be concerned about one person. That's the Father. What does he think? What do you think about me, Lord? What do you think? What and then begin to have that coming out of our mouths. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this, verse 12. For you shall go out with joy. You shall go out with joy. You shall go out with joy. Well, I don't know. It's going to rain again tomorrow. Man, my back's giving me a little problem. Shut up. Watch your mouth. I'm going to go out with joy in Jesus' name. I don't care if my back hurts. I don't care if it's a monsoon tomorrow. I don't care because God is with me. God is for me. Who can be against me? Nobody can separate me from his love. Hallelujah. God is in my heart. He's in my mind. He's in my thoughts. His thoughts are becoming my thoughts. I'm being changed and transformed from glory to glory because his word has become the mirror that I'm looking at. The Bible says that your confession is very important. What's your confession? It's what you say. What you say. You declare all the time who you are. You declare all the time what you have. You declare all the time, you know, what station in life that you live in. But the reality is, if I can get you to change your thinking, your station will change. And if you'll change your thinking and begin to speak out what God says about, I'm not talking about pie in the sky. I'm talking about establishing in the Word, from the Word, that this is what my life is. I'm going to go out with joy. I'm going to be led forth with peace. So if confusion comes, I've got to declare that's not mine. That's not mine. That doesn't belong to me. Because God's thoughts for me are for peace. Mm-mm-mm. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Y'all getting something tonight? Why is this important? Because the world needs to see Jesus in us. And if we're just saying the same thing that the world is saying, that they're just seeing the same thing, why would they want to be around us? Right? Why? There's no difference. You just go to church all the time, but we're the same. I mean, you're as miserable as I am. You've got as, in fact, I think I laugh more than you do. I've seen your face. Right? I just figure, why not just be full of joy? Why not allow joy to be our guard? Why not allow peace to be our, as it says in Colossians, to be the umpire? The peace of God shall rule in your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. What does that mean? That means if a thought comes in and it's not in line with God's word, then as an umpire, you're out of here. And I'm not waiting for strike three. Come on. If I know it's not from God, you're out of here. But I can't just say that's got to go without putting something in it that God has said about me. So years ago, we used to have, you know, confessions. And I tell people most of the time when I counsel people, it's like, now I want you to quote this over yourself. And they come back, a week later and, well, have you quoted it? Well, yeah, I said it a couple of times. I said, have you ever gotten antibiotics? Oh, yeah, I've gotten antibiotics, yeah. Well, if the doctor said that you need to take these three times a day for the next 10 days and be sure to take them till the last one is gone, you'd do that, wouldn't you? Well, yeah. Why? Because taking one antibiotic is not going to get your system free of an infection. It takes many doses over a period of time to get, and when we're renewing our mind to the Word of God by speaking it over ourselves on a continual basis, what we're doing is we're getting the infection out so that healing can take place. Glory to God. We used to have it, man. It was pretty prevalent, and yet I don't see them anymore. I'll be honest with you. I haven't even pulled them out myself. But we used to have confession lists. We used to have the daily promises, right? You have a little box, and you have promises, and you get it out, and you read it over yourself. Why? Because you're putting a guard over your mouth. And that's supposed to establish your day. But if you just read it and then put it back in the box and then go on saying whatever you're going to say, then the promise isn't going to be effectual for you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Look at verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Let no corrupt, and we could obviously put cussing in there. Using the Lord's name vain in there. But how about putting a word in there that's not lining up with God's word? God's word is the correct word. Anything that's not in line with God's word is a corrupt word. So let no corrupt word come out of your mouth. If you say, I'm not loved, nobody loves me, that's a corrupt word. If you say, man, I'm not worth anything, it's a corrupt word. If you say, because I was born of this person, and they were of this, lineage or whatever, then I'm not who I need to be. That's a corrupt word. I said, that's a corrupt word. And the Bible says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Break that down just a minute. Of course, that's for others. When you're talking and speaking about others. What about yourself? Look at your mouth. What is good and necessary for edification? What does that mean? That means building up. That means putting a foundation under something. The words that you speak are the very thing that secure the foundation of your life. Right? And so what words are you building on? Well, don't let it be corrupt communication. Let it be godly communication that's based on God's Word. What has He said about me? Who is it that He's made me to be? What can I do in Him? Who am I in Christ Jesus? In Christ Jesus, I'm not dead. I'm not broke. I'm not broken. I'm not bound. I'm free. So I got to put guard over my mouth when it comes to, well, brother, you know, you just don't want to speak the truth. I do want to speak the truth, just not your truth. I want to speak His truth. Why? Because I'm establishing something in my life. The Word of God in my life has made me different than I used to be. I've got to quit, but watch this. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good, necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do you know that when you let corrupt communication come out of your mouth, you're grieving the Holy Spirit? Why? Because, listen, think about this. You're beginning to say something that isn't lined up with His Word. And the Holy Spirit says, no, 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 that's not right. So I need to switch that and say, okay, Holy Spirit, help me put that guard over my mouth because I don't want to sin against You and I don't want to establish something in my life that's not right. Let me just tell this one story and we'll close, I promise. I've gotten through a third of the scriptures that I was going to use today, so we might have to talk about this the next time I preach. Watch this, though. I worked in the shipyard for 11 years when I came back up. And so I was working in the shipyard, and I was also pastoring full-time. Somebody said, well, you pastor part-time. I said, there's no such thing. Anyway, I'd work in the shipyard, pastor and all that. But every day, and I worked a lot of graveyard shift because kids were small at that time and I could work graveyard and I could still be their baseball coach or their basketball coach, still do a lot of things. But so when I'd go in on the bus, anybody that's worked in the shipyard, you know, you park in the parking lot or whatever and you get on the bus and you ride to your shop. But any time I'd get on that bus, I would quote to myself, God, I thank You. Because I've hidden my heart with You, and this is in Proverbs chapter 3, that You caused me to have favor with You and with man. I have favor with You and with man. What is favor? Favor is grace. And grace is favor. I have favor with You, which causes me to have favor with man. Over and over and over and over again myself. And again, I got to make this story quick. I was put in for a promotion. And I was, I'm not a vet, so veterans have a 5-point preference over automatically, which is fair as right. And sometimes a 10-point, which is fair and right. But watch this. I put in for this promotion, and a guy that was against me, he's going, you know, Bruce, nothing against you, but I'm going to pull all the strings that I know because I want that promotion. I said, knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. But in my heart, I knew the promotion was mine. Why? Because I had favor with God and with man. Because I established that by saying it over and over and over and over and over. How many need to put a guard on your mouth tonight? Yeah. Come on, let's do it. Let's find, get in the Scripture. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you the things that He wants you to be speaking over yourself. And I guarantee you, if that you will do it, and you'll continue to do it, the things that are dragging you down that you don't like will be changed. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word tonight. We thank You the entrance to everything that You've given us is because Jesus sacrificed for us. All of us are sinners. All of us have fallen short of Your requirements. All of us have made mistakes. And so we can't come to You in our mistakes. We have to have the substitute of Jesus. If you're listening tonight, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Today's the day, man. Just get on your knees before God. You don't even have to do that. Just lift your hands or heart up to God and say, God, I know that I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins, and I'm turning from my lifestyle the way it is, and I'm turning to You, God. If You can do anything with my life, here I am, God. Use me. Speak to me. Change me. If you do that out of a sincere heart, your life has just changed forever. Thank You, Lord. We just give You the praise in Jesus' name. God, I ask You to bless everybody that's watching online. God, I ask You to just heal them. I ask You to supply their needs, God. And I speak peace and joy and love in the Holy Ghost over them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Glory.